I know them and they follow me. We are here in the presence of the Lord Jesus. He promised that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And so we come as a whole parish. We come as each individual person. We come because we have been called and invited and chosen by God to be here and to receive his word and to live the life that he gives us to lead. He says, I know them. The Lord knows us. He knows us all the way into the heart of our being. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us. He knows what our desires are, everything about us. And he loves us utterly. And so when he calls, we are able to follow because we trust him. He will never lead us astray. He will never bring us into anything wrong. He will bring us always more deeply into life. He says, however, that the way will not always be easy. He is not promising us a path of roses. He is saying, yes, you will live, but it will be difficult. There will be problems from the outside and problems from the inside. Problems from the outside. Paul and Barnabas ran into that when they were at Antioch in Pisidia. They were very severely persecuted. They were thrown out of town because they talked about Jesus. I know that my mother, years and years and years ago, was telling her family that she intended to remain in the Catholic faith. They looked at her and said, sucker. Yeah. It isn't easy. There are problems that come to us from the outside. People will reject us because we are Christian, and we know that that's happening today. At the same time, there are problems on the inside. The patterns of sin that still affect us, whatever they might be, that we still struggle with because we're weak and we don't have a lot of power and strength. And that's why Jesus is leading us, because he will bring us out of those patterns of sin and into the fullness of life that he has for us as we open ourselves to him. And we have year by year circle of the seasons, the times that are given to us, so that no, we don't repent of our sins all at once. But little by little, as we allow the Lord more deeply into our lives, we find ourselves more and more able to respond to him. And that's why we're here today, because we need his help, we need his strength, we need his life, we need all that he gives. And he leads us. And he leads us by paths that we know and other ones that we don't know, but he brings us always into the fullness of his kingdom. And that's what the vision of the book of Revelation was talking about today. He knows us and leads us in a way that unites us with a huge multitude of people from every land and people and tribe and tongue and nation who are giving glory to God for the victory that they have won. And these are the saints, our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, who have gone through the same process that we're going through now and have won the victory completely, and now stand with rejoicing before the throne of God. That's what the Lord is bringing us to, a glory that's beyond all of our imagining and beyond all of our hopes and dreams. May we follow this Lord of ours, follow him, and find him leading us to springs of living water.